Recently had a chance to interview Jean-Paul Gonzalez, a motivational speaker and a ninth grade high school teacher who spoke to Fulton about going all in. The first question we asked him was, what was it like leaving the NBA?
Nothing's wrong with playing in the NBA. I got lots of friends who play in the league and, you know, all different types of professional sports. And I think if that's what you're called to do, that is excellent. So I never want to sound like I'm, you know, taking anything away from that. But I'd say for myself personally, I knew I was called to do something else. I knew I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to do it personally. It wasn't for me about the fame or about the money. I really wanted to be able to be personally there, to be the same person that was there for me when I needed it. And in my life, it was my teachers. In my life, it was the people like my youth pastor, you know, people who were there that I could feel and that I could touch, that weren't just a YouTube video or, you know, a jersey like I mentioned. And I wanted to be able to have that ability to do that hands-on ability. Other people do it different ways, and I think it's excellent. But I just knew for myself, I just didn't feel right about sitting back in a house on Venice Beach knowing stuff was happening in my city, and I wanted to be personally involved. And that's one of the main things that motivated me.
What was it like motivating the New York Giants?
Like I mentioned, it was real scary. It was, definitely was very nervous. Had no idea I was going to have the opportunity. But I tried my best. I tried my best for 20 minutes. And like I told you guys, I didn't feel great walking out. I thought they probably could care less. You know, who's this guy? But I'd say since then, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And I say that in the sense of, it's not just awesome they won a Super Bowl or they got successful or... For me, it's awesome when I still get to talk with them and they're deciding to be committed to their families. They're deciding to be committed to things that matter, you know. And trust me, football matters and the game matters, but you stop playing one day. The best career only lasts 3 years. And the fact that they're deciding to be committed to things that will last long after they're done taking the field is what really motivates me and is probably the thing that makes me the most proud, you know.
What is your message for the students today?
I think you heard the message a little bit. Basically, it's to be all in for everything that's put in front of you. I think too many times in our society, we have a sense of apathy. And we're scared to commit. We're scared to commit because we're scared of what happens if we lose, what happens if we fail. We think that's the worst thing in the world, is to, you know, to fail or to lose. And I like to bring the argument, how can you go to bed saying what if? You know, I'd rather you give everything you have. And if you fail, if you lose the game, well, then, oh, well. But you know you tried your hardest. But I've seen too many of my friends and even my family, they sit at the barbershop and they talk about what if. They talk about what they could have been or what they could have done. And they're still talking about it to this day. If I go to the barbershop where I'm from, and I never wanted to be that. If I'm going to fail, but I can say, oh, well. Yeah, I might miss that free throw at the end of the game, but I don't want to be the guy who says, oh, no, coach, don't put me in. I might be the person who bombs. I'm opening a community center on Monday. It might fail and it might close up in 9 months. But I never want to say, man, what if I just opened that up? What if it could have been something for some kids? And so for me, that's a message, to be all in and commit to everything you do, not just in sports, not just at school, but make it a lifestyle, not just a slogan you just put on that's popular or a hashtag you use when it feels good.
In the all-in speech, you state it's a lifestyle, not just a slogan. What sets it apart?
I'd say for me, it's a lifestyle because I try to embody it in everything I do. As a husband, as a teacher, as a mentor, as a son, as a brother, everything I do, I try to give my best. Now, am I perfect at it? No. That's why I say it's not about perfection. Too many times I say, oh, I tried to be all in and I messed up. Great. The fact you messed up means you tried. I'll take that. That's what I tell when I coach kids all the time. Oh, I messed up. That means you're trying. Because if you weren't trying, you wouldn't have messed up. If you weren't going as hard as you possibly could, you wouldn't have lost the ball doing that dribbling drill. You wouldn't have, you know, but you were trying. Now, you can get better. You don't want to stay in the same place. Don't get me wrong. But you can get better at it. But it's never going to happen unless you actually give effort. And so for me, that's something I try to do every single day. And, you know, in the little bits, like tonight, my wife's going to pick me up at midnight from the airport. I'll probably get 20 minutes with her to talk as we drive home. You better believe I'm not going to be looking at my cell phone for 20 minutes. I'm all in, I'm all there. We're going to have a conversation. We might knock out when I get in. I'm not going to lie, I'm tired. But every chance I get, even if it's just 5 minutes with someone or something that's important to me, I want to be all there. And that's all in.
And that was our interview with Jean-Paul Gonzalez.